dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And thanks for joining us once again here on Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com, presented by USCCExpo.com. This week, we want to address the influx of professionals within the public relations realm that have taken on cannabis industry clients. Now, I got to tell you this. It's an everyday thing in my inbox. We here at Cannabis Radio are flooded. I'm literally flooded monthly by hundreds upon hundreds of emails from PR firms reaching out to us. And of course, we've even featured a number of those PR professionals in featured interviews on the network. Now we get to welcome another. Joining me today on the program is Harrison Wise. He's the founder and CEO of Wise Public Relations Incorporated, a full-service marketing communications agency, which was recently named as one of the most powerful PR firms in cannabis. Now, Harrison, I'm going to get to you in just a second, but I don't read a whole lot of bios, but there's a few things I want to highlight so you have an idea of where Harrison comes from. He has 24 years of agency and corporate communications experience. You mentored at TechStars. You're a member of the National Cannabis Industry Association, the NCIA. Of course, they have a podcast here on Cannabis Radio. You're also a chairman of the Bluntness Media that helps readers navigate the rapidly evolving world of legalized cannabis. That being said, those are your credentials, and here you are, Harrison Wise. Thanks for being with us on Blunt Business.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. So now, that claim of being one of the most powerful cannabis PR firms of 2018 came from Observer.com's PR Power List. So go ahead and pound your chest for a moment. Tell us why the word powerful would be the best word to describe what your firm does.
That's a good question, Jorge. You know, I think it's mostly predicated on the results that we deliver for our clients. I think, you know, that's basically how we're judged, right? I mean, if we're delivering on the objectives that our clients have hired us for, and we're getting them the visibility that they, that they're investing in, and that's pretty much where we get that recognition from. You know, we're building our clients' brand, especially in the cannabis space, which is getting more crowded by the minute, and it's paramount that we deliver on the objectives and goals that our clients retain us for.
Now, some of the clientele that you're associated with that you represent, some big names here: MedMen, Cloudponics, and Style and Stigma. Those are some of the featured clients you have on your very impressive roster. And also, your firm also focuses on the areas of blockchain, health, and tech. So what is the appeal that your firm, as well as the hundreds of other firms competing against you, what is the appeal about getting into the cannabis industry in the first place? What drew you, and why is everybody else jumping on the bandwagon?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, you know, the Wise PR is a 12-year-old agency. You know, we've been around for a while here. So, you know, our roots are in, you know, core communications in very well-established industries. As you mentioned, fintech, blockchain certainly being a part of that conversation, advertising and marketing technology, e-health, agricultural tech, and food tech, which was ultimately the gateway for us to get into cannabis. You know, we were doing some work with Rabobank, one of the largest agricultural investment banks in the world, and you know, we helped them launch their Food Bites innovation festival called Food Bites, and you know, that kind of really gave us an interesting entree to this world of cultivation and cannabis. And that was back in 2015 timeframe. So, you know, we've been at this cannabis game, you know, not for that long, but a bit longer than some of the kind of newer entrants that you're referring to that are piling in now, kind of seeing the opportunity that this industry is presenting. So, you know, we bring a lot of core experience and deep experience in communications, marketing, integrated marketing, and to the cannabis industry, and I think that really does give us an advantage that maybe some smaller independent consultants don't have to bring to the table, and I think that gives us a lot of credibility that I think is important here, because you know, it's a fast moving industry, and you know, I think the folks that you know, are investing heavily in cannabis. They want to work with someone who's trusted, established, and who really knows the nuances of how to grow and scale a business using, you know, marketing communications as the vehicle to accomplish that.
Now, and that's the most important thing I will say, is that with all these new cannabis companies being sprouted up, some brand new companies, a lot of new head executives that are being part of this that may have some good investment capital. They might have been able to go and fund themselves. They're in a good spot. But like you said, it's the marketing and the advertising arm, the real outreach and presence of the brand and creating that right brand for all these companies. It's something that the industry did need, and it's also good to make sure you have people that are very reputable and accountable that are coming in here that are doing the right thing by these companies. To honestly, because everything comes back to the stigma. It's like, you know, to keep this professional, you need to keep professional people on board here. Now, late last year, we did work with your team to secure an interview with Tyler Berline. You guys might remember we had him here on Blunt Business. I was completely wrong. We were talking him before the show. I thought he was in another end of the spectrum of business, but no, I forgot. He was now Tyler Berline is the Executive Vice President of Business Development at Hyper. We talked to him about the future of cannabis banking. That was an interesting story. Now, I recommend listeners go back and check out that interview. Now, talk to me about the process of recruiting the right companies and knowing there will be a right fit for what you can do.
In general, as a cannabis company, or how do we recruit cannabis companies? What's the...
Well, you get people coming to you. What's your vetting process? What is it that you think is...
Right.
What makes the right company would be somebody that when you talk to them would be somebody you can work well with?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question. And, you know, I have to say we're pretty fortunate in that, you know, we are we have a pretty good reputation in the industry and in other industries as well as a whole. So we do get a lot of inbound and word of mouth. So that's the I would say not the only, but certainly a primary driver of the new business that we attract. And, you know, it's because of the great work that we do in this industry. And, you know, there's certainly criteria that we have. I would say, you know, the most important things for us are, and I think our sweet spot clients are those that are in their growth stage, right? They're not necessarily a startup trying to prove that they have a viable, you know, product or brand, but ones that have already kind of done some of the initial foundational work to get their brand up and running into dispensaries, for example, or have established their cultivation facility. They're ready to go to market and they're ready to scale. That's the sweet spot client for us. It always has been, even in other industries. You know, because we are the gasoline that buyer needs, and I think we've been really successful over the years in other industries, helping clients grow and scale, and ultimately, you know, achieve a large enough market share where they become a very viable acquisition target. We've been involved in about a dozen or more successful exits, M&A activity with clients in the ad tech space, social media space, location discovery. So, you know, we have a formula for helping clients at that stage where they really just need to kind of hit put their foot on the pedal and really accelerate their growth. So that's for us is a real sweet spot type client. And I would say in addition to that, the other things that we look for are, you know, a leadership team that has either prior experience, proven prior experience, or they're outspoken, right? They have a unique personality. They have a perspective on the industry. They have you know, they want to leave their mark, and they know that they have to be an outspoken advocate or just a thought leader in that space. So we look for that at the C-suite level. And we also look for clients that have, you know, diverse stories to tell. They're not just kind of, for lack of a better term, a one-trick pony, right? They're not just trying to sell weed. So it's you know, we look for ones that have a dynamic range of stories to tell, from, you know, the type of culture that they have, their brand narrative, the markets that they want to enter, and again, the imprint that they want to leave on this industry. And so that's, you know, that's a critical, another critical area that we look for in clients. And you know, and then do they have a sustainable story? Is this a story that, you know, once we do get into the stream of communications and marketing, starting to build their brand, you know, is that something we can evolve and sustain over time? and ultimately continue to contribute to their growth and success. So those are some of the key factors that we look for when we vet clients.
That's a very strenuous process, and I can imagine it's a lot to go through. So it's just not anybody. And I'm not to say anything Absolutely. About some of the other companies. We've seen some out there that, you know, and I got to say this too. I mean, like I said, we get hundreds. So we get to see the full spectrum of the kind of PR companies that are out there, the kind of clients they bring on board, and what they have. And really, it is a matter of the groundwork you put together and you lay out so that when you bring the right people on board, you know, I can tell you there's just certain companies I go to, and no doubt about it. If somebody brings me somebody that's a very credible guest, we're going to get them on Cannabis Radio in some way, shape, or form, or we're going to get them on this show, because that's just the whole
that's
idea.
Right.
Now,
that's right.
We're going to go and do some more questions with Harrison Wise. He is the founder and CEO of Wise Public Relations. We're going to go ahead and continue with him and more questions for him. But what I got to do now is, we've been talking to you the last couple of weeks about the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It's coming up August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida, downtown Miami, inside the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And early bird registration is underway now. If you want to get your tickets before May 1st, they're available now for $99. It's, you know, really, you want to get a significantly deep discount right now on tickets. They're going to go by fast. There were thousands upon thousands of people that were here at the event, hundreds of exhibitors, a crowded stock market looking like expo floor. You have to be at this event, and I'll be there. And Cannabis Radio will definitely be there. We'll be doing roving reporting. We'll do coverage. But, you know, you want to hear the coverage after the fact. You need to be there. It's an easy trip to get to Miami. It's a great venue, and it's a great time. Some great speakers and agenda we're going to go ahead and keep you filled in on as the weeks come go ahead. But right now, you know, if you know what we've done the last couple of years and this event, you have to come over and join us in Miami. August 3rd and 4th, Hyatt Regency, downtown Miami. Tickets are now available. Early bird registration, $99. You get it before May 1st. Go to usccexpo.com, usccexpo.com. And remember, you can follow the latest news on all things USCC Expo right here on Blunt Business. And, of course, when you're not listening to the show, go ahead and check out USCC Expo on social media through Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for the name USCC Expo. That said, we're going to come back with more questions for Harrison Wise here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with the founder and CEO of Wise Public Relations, Harrison Wise, here on Blunt Business. Now, why, some of you might ask, you know, why would I be the kind of person that would be able to ask Harrison questions like this in the PR spectrum when we're normally talking about business? Well, let me give you some full disclosure on myself. Before Cannabis Radio was launched, I did produce a public relations podcast called Cover Story. You can find all 159 episodes on iTunes or wherever you download your podcasts. Plug. And the kind of guests we had on, we had Craig Newmark from Craigslist, the host of NPR's On the Media, Bob Garfield, award winners from the Public Relations Society of America's Silver Anvil Award Series, and a whole lot more. And not to mention, I also got to produce shows for the guy that created the Got Milk campaign, Larry Weber, the Weber-Shanwick group. I also got to work with people from Crispin Porter and Bogusky, Carmichael Lynch Spong. So, you know, maybe Harrison, you might know a couple of those companies yourself. You know, some of those names might sound familiar to you. But anyway.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
That's what I was hoping for. So I've gotten the background of PR. Now, I saw an amazing, a really interesting story that really caught my eyes. Now, another person we actually featured on that show on Cover Story was Jack O'Dwyer. As a publication he's been doing for decades, and unfortunately he passed away last year. But his publication continues, and they came up with an article entitled PR Can Ensure the Cannabis Market Doesn't Go Up in Smoke. Now, one of the passages in that story said the following. Quote, one hurdle is that cannabis companies simply can't advertise like their less controversial counterparts in other industries. From Facebook moving to block company pages, traditional outlets blatantly turning down advertising dollars, old school ad strategies simply aren't going to work with the same success, end quote. Now, PR companies have struggled with the adjustment from brick and mortar to digital. So how does your firm get your client's message across work around the industry hurdles and PR's ongoing constant struggle to work within brick and mortar and digital?
Yeah, well, that's a good, I'm familiar with the article and definitely it's a valid point, and it's a challenge that everyone in this industry is facing and dealing with. Many have had their accounts, social media accounts shut down. So it's a very real pain point. For us at Wise PR, you know, we are ultimately, you know, to kind of utilize a term familiar to those in the cannabis industry, we are, as an agency, vertically integrated. We're a vertically integrated marketing communications firm. And, you know, what that means is that, you know, we basically, you know, all of the marketing and communication objectives that we deliver for clients support the higher level corporate objectives and missions of that organization. And that's across both earned media, owned media, social, and paid media. So we have capabilities across all of those kind of silos, and we work together in unison across all of those to the advantage of our clients. And you know, it's critical that you work across all of those, because none of those single channels can deliver the impact alone that they can together. And that's I think a real critical differentiator for us. And that we can handle all that entire spectrum, because it helps us overcome the challenges that many of these cannabis clients face in these areas. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, PR is certainly a core area that we focus on for clients. You know, education is critical in this space. It's been stigmatized, as you know, for so many years.
And I want to talk about that real quick. Yeah. I want to bring up a point, but no, go ahead and finish your point. I was going to follow.
Yeah, no, sure. No, it's fine. You know, but I think that alone is just such a colossal challenge. It's going to take a while, but I think there are a lot of really smart people in this space who are pushing the right message into the market. And doing so consistently and at scale, and you know, we're lucky to be a part of that and contributing to that and making sure that we are getting the right information to consumers about cannabis.
Let me ask you this real quick, Harrison. I want to go and tie into my next question here, which is real specific about that. So now, in the same article, they talk about the fact that the market has a ways to go before the stigma against it is permanently put to bed. Now, I want to know exactly, fill me in on what are some of the things that you have done or that you do for clients to tackle that stigma? How do you prep against it? And I talk about this on the show all the time about how if somebody from one of your firms wants to be talked to by the mainstream media, constantly setting traps that delegitimize the industry as a constant part of their underlying agenda. Yeah, I know you see this all the time yourself. It doesn't even have anything to do with any political bias or constructs. I just think no matter what, there are just some people looking to take the industry down, and to properly prepare your clients for any kind of adversities like this to tackle the stigma.
Sure. Yeah, no, of course. I mean, that's media training 101 right there. I mean, you know, going into any interview, especially with tier one media, you know, a lot of the clients that we work with are talking to the, you know, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journals, Forbes of the world. And you know, those type of publications do move markets. They're market moving media.
Yes.
And so it's important that we prepare and prepare our client executives accordingly. And that's, you know, it's any engagement that we work on. It starts with messaging and positioning, right? What are the messages that we want to convey to the marketplace, to partners, to customers, to, you know, so to mainstream media? So that's where we start, right? If your message isn't buttoned up, everything else, you know, is almost irrelevant. So that's where we start with all clients. And, you know, we work with our client executives, the spokespeople, to make sure they and many times they have these values in mind. They have these ideas in their head already, but we help them refine them so they resonate. They resonate with the media, and they're memorable, and that, you know, they're almost unshakable, and certainly can be indefensible messages, right? They're messages that can stand up to any type of cross, you know, cross interrogation from you know, one of those wily reporters who tries to rattle your cage. So, you know, preparation is really the key. So,
no.
You know, defining your messaging and positioning up front, and then preparing and practicing for every interview. And you know, you got to prepare for the curveball.
No,
yeah, if you're not prepared for the curveball, you could be caught off guard.
I'm sure there's some cases too where, depending on the companies and the clients you're working with, we've been lucky that there have been quite a good Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 professionals that have come into the space that have been brought into certain companies to keep that professionalism there and to add even, not maybe necessarily the reason, but some integrity reputation that comes behind that person, that precedes them or her. But now, I'm sure there are some clients you work with that they don't have that kind of background. They just happen to be the CEO, but their stigma, I mean, there would be a stigma that could be placed on them. There might not be that perfect professionalism, but the person's good enough to know to have a good team around him. So do you have any clients that are like that, without giving names, of course, that kind of go in that situation, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, you know, certainly it does occur, but that's where practice makes perfect. You know, you want any executive who kind of falls into that type of bucket, You want them to be authentic and still retain, you know, who they are. You don't want them to lose that sense and kind of, you know, be too scripted or uncomfortable. So, you know, the key is to find their personality and work within those parameters. It just, you know, it's really about fine tuning and pulling the right levers so they can convey the right message in a way that's, you know, comfortable and natural to them. And that's basically how we address those type of clients who maybe aren't as polished or buttoned up as others who have come up in the corporate ranks, so to speak.
Now, for some other stories, there have been reports that have always talked about the fact that PR is crucial to shifting public perception, and the cannabis industry will not be able to clear policymaker hurdles without it. Well, there was a recent sharing of a touching story regarding a young girl's seizures having stopped thanks to the use of CBD oil as being an example of the power of PR, where you create human interest stories. You tell human interest stories that resonate with the public in a way that traditional advertising never will. Now, do you feel that some of these PR firms are driven just by a personal passion to see the industry do well, or do they just see themselves just getting another client and just working around what they need?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jorge. You know, I think there are some key kind of pioneers in this space, you know, Cynthia over at the from Solar Media, KCSA now, you know, Ricardo Laca at Grasslands.
Yeah.
You know, they're definitely advocates, and they are, you know, believers in the medicinal benefits, the health benefits, the curative benefits of cannabis. And there is, you know, my belief is they're all in it, and myself included, for the right reasons. But you know, we're it's a gold rush, and I think we're seeing a lot of folks just enter it from all sides. You know, not just our industry here. Some of those folks have their motives are pure, but just like with any growth industry, you're going to see a lot of profiteers kind of pile in and just try to cash in on the gold rush. And you know, maybe, you know, I've seen a lot of that in the early .com days too. You know, you just see folks who are, you know, just purely in it for the cash. And, you know, their motives are driven by profit. You know, I'm not going to judge. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, this industry, again, because of the way it's been stigmatized, it's important to have the right motives and never overlook the curative benefits of this medicine. And that's ultimately what it is. The fact that it does have some, you know, recreational benefits is, you know, it's just a plus, but let's be honest here. It's a medicine first and foremost, and its curative, properties, I think have been known for thousands and thousands of years.
And the most important thing from the 4+ years I've been doing, for 4.5 years I've been doing things here with Cannabis Radio. The one thing I've noticed from meeting all the people that I've met is that you work best with people that are coming into the industry or that are in the industry that have the passion for the plant. Those who really are behind it and they see the benefits, and that's where it comes down to. And I think that's how you have to treat, you have to go and have people that really have the passion, and you see it with what they do, or you hear about it, or you talk to them, and you can just learn and find out for yourself. And I think for all those companies out there that are looking for, you know, companies like yours that are out there, to keep that in mind, and, you know, just make sure to invest in somebody that is passionate about what we're doing here and what's going on. I mean, it's more important to be that way. Now,
I agree. Thanks for pointing that out.
Right? Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, the Growth Op, growthop.com, they wrote a story titled "Calculated Risks and Strategic Game Plans Make PR into Cannabis a Creative Challenge." They said this in the story, quote, "While creativity remains at the forefront, there's also potential rough waters developing for PR companies. Not only do they need to stay afloat amidst ever-changing regulatory waters, they also must avoid being dropped by non-cannabis clients." So what kind of feedback have you gotten from clientele outside of the cannabis industry? Has there been any friction, any kind of issues that you've had to tackle as a result?
No, not at all, actually. And I'm not surprised by that. You know, again, you know, I think we are selective in the clients that we bring on. I think we find clients that have shared values with us as an agency, and our myself and my team included. Because of that vetting process, most of our client base are aligned. So none of our clients that are outside of the cannabis universe are remotely concerned or have any issues with the fact that we are very active in this category. And if anything, I as an agency owner and my team, we try to find synergies. Where can we bring these, you know, seemingly separate industries together? Blockchain being a good example, advertising, ad tech and martech clients, e-health. So that's where we try to find, you know, the synergies and actually see where we can bring these, you know, so seemingly separate universes together to our clients' advantage.
Exactly, because even when you make mention of what I said earlier in the top of the show about what your company, the other clients you work with, blockchain, health, and tech, there is a synergy definitely between those, because, you know, there's been not too long ago, cannabis got a whole lot of, in terms of currency, using blockchain and a lot of different types of coins and things like that being brought into the fray. And health and cannabis definitely working together. And tech, a lot of people from Silicon Valley are making their way in. And the kind of technology that's being brought in is just amazing. So definitely bring that point across, and you're definitely right about that. Now, we're here with Harrison Wise, again from Wise Public Relations. We're going to go ahead and come back with final questions with him after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network. founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Cannabis industry professionals want to gain some new leads, make genuine business connections, and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are kicking off in Seattle, Portland, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix in January. Register today using the promo code CannabisRadio20, all spelled in caps as one word, CannabisRadio20, to take 20% off at thecannabisindustry.org/events. Sponsorship opportunities are available. Register today at thecannabisindustry.org/events.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with final questions with Harrison Wise of YSPR here on Blunt Business, presented by USCCExpo.com. A new public awareness campaign, Harrison, from the province of Quebec has been turning heads with its use of some very unusual images. I couldn't believe when I saw this. This was just crazy. So recently, several bizarre and humorous images have appeared on the provincial website's cannabis section. Aimed at teens, the ads depict young people having bizarre and cartoonish reactions to cannabis. One picture, young girls growing hair out of her eyes. Another one, young man's having an impossibly elongated neck. Another show long strands of hair coming out of ears and even ears protruding sideways from the top of a head. The messages said, there's no way cannabis can do this, but the risks are real. Okay. Did you happen to see this? And how do you weigh what these kind of campaigns, I mean, it's probably a nonprofit. So there's, you know, whoever's working on these kind of campaigns, I don't know what they're doing, but how they affect your company, your clients, when you see that kind of things going on?
Yeah, if anything, it just again underscores the colossal work that we still have ahead of us in terms of destigmatizing this the cannabis plant, and it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. But that's the mission that we have, and I think we are battling this every day. In all our communications, the tide will shift eventually. I think we've hit the inflection point, but it's unfortunate that we're still seeing this kind of stuff appear. This kind of modern version of reefer madness ultimately is what it boils down to. And it's unfortunate. Does it impact our clients? I mean, of course it does, because it continues to perpetuate the stigma, and it just means we have more work to do, and we have to find more creative ways of bringing light and clarity to the cannabis industry and to destigmatizing it globally, right? I mean, Canada is our neighbors to the north, right? It's not just a problem here in the U.S. It definitely exists worldwide. Some are certainly much more accepting of it than others, but it's certainly a global stigma that still exists.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and the most importantly is that it's going to get out there. More countries and more areas globally are going to be allowing it and accepting it, and more businesses going out there. The one thing I'm learning a lot now, and then future episodes of Blunt Business, be tuning in, because we're going to be talking more about the global expansion into cannabis, where Canada's looking to try to become almost like the OPEC of cannabis, trying to be able to create a real import-export type deal to Asia, Africa, Australia. They're trying to go continental with this, and it's like that's a big deal. And there, you know, we're tracking the changes. We got a guest coming up that's going to be talking about the exporting to Asia and Africa. We're really interested in that. And we hope to try to get some people talking about Chinese investment in cannabis in the People's Republic of China. We're looking forward to all that pretty soon. Harrison Wise, again, from Wise PR, Wise Public Relations, CEO and founder. Harrison, for all of us to get a chance to continue to work with you and learn more about what you're doing, learn about the bluntness and how can listeners connect with you. Tell us how we can learn all that. Take a few seconds to plug yourself.
Sure. I appreciate that. So the best way to learn about us is to visit our website, wisepublicrelations.com. Again, that's you'll learn everything about our vertically integrated agency and all the various services we provide, case studies on the work that we've produced for clients. And then with regards to the bluntness, www.thebluntness.com. bluntness.com. We have some great content up there, and kind of speaking about stigma, you know, the stigma that still exists. We actually spoke with Abby Epstein, the producer of Weed the People documentary, which was just released a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it's that kind of content that I think is going to continue to educate and inform and really start to shift the narrative towards the curative benefits of this plant and the cannabis industry as a whole. So, you know, so that's the mission of the bluntness, is to really just have, you know, those open, honest, candid conversations about this industry. You know, I think, you know, the civilized life of the world, they have the culture side, high times, they have the, you know, the cultivation side covered. You know, we really want to start to shift the narrative towards, you know, the really candid conversations that need to be had here, and really start to destigmatize this this industry and educate and inform people in the right way. And that's what the bluntness is focused on.
Harrison, thanks so much for being here on Blunt Business. I really do appreciate you being on with us and sharing the story. We really wanted to get the PR side of things, and we're happy you were able to give us that information here on Blunt Business.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks. It was great chatting with you. I really enjoyed our time together. Thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, and all of you listeners, thanks again for listening to us here on Blunt Business. But before we go, I got to go and mention once again, you need to be one of the among the thousands of entrepreneurs, innovators, and consumers that came to last year's USCC Expo events in Miami and Phoenix. You got to come this year to our event. Our first event will be August 3rd and 4th inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Then we'll be in Phoenix this October. But of course, now we still have room for you now for getting your booth or sponsorship. You can still do that. It's never too late to get into this and get involved. We can get you set up right away. So make sure to reach out to our people at usccexpo.com. And most importantly, registration is open now. Early bird registration available for $99 before May the 1st. Get in at that great rate before you have a chance, and make sure to start, you know, booking your tickets, book the hotel. We've got a great room block available as well. I hope you'll go ahead and join us at the Hyatt Regency downtown Miami, August 3rd and 4th for the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo in Miami. Go to usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. And again, you can download past episodes of Blunt Business by going to CannabisRadio.com, or you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.